Okay, morning. My short talk is going to be about an approach that we are using to assess crop livestock farming systems for both current and future farming systems in Africa and particularly in Zimbabwe. This is actually a global initiative. It's a project that's across 1, 2, 3, maybe continents, and it actually uses a multi-modeling approach where we do have crop, livestock, climate, and economic models, which we actually use to assess sustainable farming systems. And we are not doing this in isolation, but together with some of the global coordinated assessments. And the tools actually help to develop adaptation packages, representative pathways, and actually assess the impacts of climate change on crop and livestock. It also does look at heterogeneity in these farming systems. Normally when you're doing impact or climate assessments, you take a point, it's point-based. But this one, it's actually a region. You're looking at a region and heterogeneity within the region, and within farm, the farm types as well are taken into account. And adaptation packages are developed and representative pathways are also developed. And this is done in an iterative way, participatory, with different stakeholders at different levels. Could be at national, local levels, and you actually sit with different stakeholders and look at what possible pathways can you actually work on within different regions. So for example, this one is one for Zimbabwe, where we're saying what will happen if people would choose to take the greenway, the business as usual route, or the grey one, which is fast development. So you actually work on the socio-economic part, the biophysical, and see the different variables which you can input into the different models. And this actually can bring about results. Different could be on the biophysical side or socio-economic side. So for example, here we're looking at what will happen to different farm types in terms of farm net returns or poverty. So you can actually see that with different scenarios, different farm types are affected differently. And this you can actually do before you test your interventions, could be in current farming systems or for future farming systems. And before you actually start your experimentation in the field, you can sit with stakeholders and decide which are your best practices. So the key features of the approach, it actually provides science-based agriculture as a decision-making tool and helps to assess climate variability and change. And it's a participatory and iterative process, and it takes into account heterogeneity of farming systems and uncertainties. For more information, you can visit the website. Thank you.